to Daniel chapter 12 with me tonight. Daniel 12. And verse 1. Daniel, God will judge. Daniel, that's what the word means. And at the time shall Michael, which means who is like God, stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. Therefore Israel had an archangel appointed by the Lord God to do battle for them. The great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble. This is the time of Jacob's trouble. The earth has never known a time like that. You are entering into it now. Such as never was since there was a nation, even of that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, and he will deliver them. He will come and meet with them in the tribulation period, and he'll purge out the rebels. And that's what Matthew's talking about when you have five wise and five foolish virgins. The five foolish virgins says, the Lord delayeth his coming. And the Lord has already met with them. And so they go out and they're not going to be ready when the Lord comes back in the tribulation for Israel. And the Bible says there was never a time like this, even of the same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Every one that shall be found written in the book. There are many books in the Bible, many books. And this is the book of Israel. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. The hour is coming when all that are in the grave shall hear the voice of the Son of God and come forth. The Bible says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Father, bless your holy word now. In thy name I pray. Amen. You can be seated. It has been said that for life to have happened on this globe by spontaneous generation, plain words, it just happened to happen, is 1 out of 10. To the 400th power. In other words, that's a 400. That's a 10 with 400 zeros after it. That's astronomical beyond words. In plain words, there's no question that God created the heaven and the earth. He's the creator. I say to you tonight that God is purging his church. He's purging it now. I've never seen anything like this before. He's purging it. When he gets done purging it, he's going to give it a revival. It won't be as big as it was before, but that's okay. It'll be a real church. The church in America has been bloated for way too long. It's like a pinata. A pinata. That's what it's like, a pinata. You bust it and all you got inside is just a little nothing. It's big from the outside. Paper tiger. That's what America has become, the church I'm talking about. But revival will come. If the Lord doesn't come back tomorrow, once the church is purged, the church's direction will be back toward the Lord Jesus. The people that, they say that if when you're out of church for 5 weeks now, 5 weeks or more, that the tendency is not to go back at all. I firmly believe that we have people out there who are afraid. They fear for their life. I understand that. Got no problem with that. They fear for their life. And I've never been critical of that. But we've got people out there who decided, well, they're just going to stay at home and they're going to watch it and we're going to stream it and all that. I say to you tonight, are you sure you know the one we're preaching about? Amen. For that Bible says, fail not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some men, and so much more as you see the day approaching. That's where we are. We're seeing the day approaching. We've never lived in times like this. This Bible says that knowledge shall increase. Did you know that two women today have been awarded the Nobel Prize in, biology or whatever it is that has to do with DNA structure. They've been awarded the Nobel Prize. What is it? Well, I've talked to you before about CRISPR-Cas9, which was one of the early pioneers of splitting genes, manipulating genetic structure, coding DNA. Well, this is what these women got a Nobel Prize for. And they're already talking about the ethics involved in it, because they're going to redo the DNA. They're going to alter the DNA in animals and plants and so forth. One's a Frenchman and the other one is an American. This is quite a remarkable thing. Knowledge shall increase. Don't tell me that anybody had a clue about this 50 years ago. I went all the way through high school and never heard the word DNA one time. And in 1955, Crick and somebody else discovered DNA. And I graduated in 64. And since that time, I've had a lot of schools and a lot of instruction, been to a lot of places, never heard a word about DNA. And it tells me tonight that it's slipped up on us. It's here. I feel it's necessary to tell you tonight what I'm going to do. I'm responsible. The Bible tells me in the book of Hebrews that I watch for your souls. I don't want your blood on my hands. I'm going to have to give an account to God. And I'm going to do what I have to do. We have an election coming up next Wednesday. Is early voting next Wednesday. And I think it runs for something like 15 days, 14 days or something like that. Early voting. My wife and I always try our dead level best to vote early. But we vote. We vote. And the reason I am concerned with you tonight is because of how important this election is. I pulled off of the web today a study. And I'm not saying that I agree with everything involved in this study. But the reason I prefaced it tonight by saying that knowledge shall increase. You're going to see it in what I give you tonight. And if you are the kind of person that is conscious and aware and you watch what's happening around you, you're going to know that what I'm going to give you here tonight is certainly plausible and probable, and in some cases it's already happening. There's going to be 12 reasons or 12 things that are going to lead the world, according to this study, 12 things that are going to lead the world into a totalitarian one-world government. We need that totalitarian one-world government, according to Revelation 13. The Antichrist will reign over the world. Now, he'll have his enemies. You read the book of Daniel, you'll find out the Antichrist does not have absolute rule over the earth. He's got his enemies. But for the most part, he does. These are the 12 things. Number one, create a problem. Take a flu-like illness with very common symptoms that can be easily treated at a 99.97 recovery rate, essentially a bad dose of seasonal flu. But like the regular flu, can be dangerous to people with weak immune systems or serious underlying health issues. Call it COVID-19. Treat that with a little... Think on it. I'm not saying I agree entirely with this, with the premise of it, because I've seen people die. We're seeing people die. And I've seen people die at a rate that the flu doesn't kill them like that. And I've seen them get sick and die in a matter of days. I haven't seen the flu do that. This is, according to Jack Keane, a four-star general, he says this is a manufactured virus. Manufactured. It is bioterrorism. Okay. Now this is, I believe that too. I believe it. I firmly believe it. There's a scientist that has just come out in India. She has come out and she has made a thorough study of this, and she says it is bioterrorism. No question about it. And of course, she operates on a much higher level than I do. She knows far more about what she's talking about than me. But just keep in mind, there is a problem. All right? This is not a hoax. There is a virus out there killing people. Okay? That's a fact. No question about that. But the issue tonight is going to be how they're going to use that. All right? You provoke a terrified reaction. Use the mainstream media to provoke massive fear. Ensure daily reporting of any death of someone with COVID as being a death from COVID. report all cases, even though most people have no or mild symptoms, bribe scientists with grants and doctors with bonus payments for supporting testing and vaccinations. Now, this is happening. This is documented. This is happening. No question about it. Number three, impose lockdowns. Lockdowns. Now, notice these are progressive steps to lead to a totalitarian, one-world, dictatorial government. Impose lockdowns. Impose national, local lockdowns. Commence the Great Reset to transfer wealth and power up to global corporations and the financial elite. Destroy small businesses, strengthen global corporations, cause a massive rise in state debt to international financiers, push cashless payments. We know that that these people that are multi-billionaires are richer now than they were when this started. And that's something that needs to be looked into. Number four, exaggerate the crisis, cases rather. Use totally unreliable PCR tests to massively exaggerate the number of cases or so-called infections among healthy people who have no symptoms and cannot spread any infection. It is a fact, from what I've observed, that many people have had COVID-19 positive, tested positive for COVID-19, and never had any symptoms. Never had any symptoms. I can't even remember anybody ever having the flu and never having symptoms. Can you? No, I had the flu one time that I remember, and I was sick as a dog, and I mean I was sick, and it was, you don't have to get into the detail, but it was. Mandate face mask. Promote fear to signal public compliance by mandating mask. In reality, cloth masks are totally ineffective against any virus. Prolonged use of masks actually increases health risk due to the lack of oxygen, breathing in waste air, and fungal infections. Now, this is what's being said. And, of course, you know they've waffled back and forth about masks. At first they said you don't need to wear one, and now they're changing it. But the mask is an element of control, because the mask is being used to control where you can go. Keep that in mind. It's control where you can't go into a store without a mask on. See, it's controlling your movements, like I said at the beginning. This is about controlling you and educating you and training you to follow the leader. Impose contact tracing. Normalize surveillance. Get people to accept having all their personal movements and contact with people tracked, recorded, and analyzed. And to this day, I'm not exactly sure of how much the cell phone you have in your pocket is monitoring you. Well, I turn it off. That's not going to change anything. That's an issue. Because if you no longer have your privacy, then you are being controlled. Because if they can watch what you're doing, they can control you. Number seven, impose health passport ID systems. This is what it's coming to. Remember, you can't go into the store without a mask on. See, they're conditioning you to be controlled and directed in where you can go. So impose health passport ID systems. Introduce health passport apps for smartphones as a form of biometric identity card to monitor and control people's freedom of movement and ability to access education, employment, and all types of service. This will become a global digital identity system that will compulsory to go anywhere, will be compulsory to go anywhere. It's coming. It's already here. You got your mask, don't you? How many's got a mask? You can't get in the grocery store. You can't go in the restaurant. You can't. Do they take your temperature when you walk in? You're being conditioned. You're being prepared. Now listen to this next one. Roll out 5G microwave networks. 5G means fifth generation. All right. You've been using 4 for some time now. Now they're preparing you to go into 5G microwave networks. Listen carefully. 5G networks will allow constant gathering of huge amounts of personal data from smartphones and all internet-connected devices. 5G massively increases the amount of high-frequency microwave radiation that can reduce blood oxygen levels and trigger COVID-like respiratory symptoms. Did you get that? In plain words, they can take you that are fully healthy and make it look like you've got COVID-19. And then, of course, once you have COVID-19, you come into the system. 5G illnesses will be blamed on COVID to justify vaccinations. Next, mandatory vaccinations. Mandatory vaccination will generate massive profits for big pharma corporations who have 100% legal immunity for all injuries and deaths. Vaccines will destroy natural immunity, increase sterility rates, and promote global depopulation. New DNA and RNA vaccines. Let me stop for just a moment, right here now. Let's park. What was it I told you at the beginning of this thing tonight? That two women have been given the Nobel Prize because they essentially have created a method of altering DNA, the genetic code of your body, DNA. That's a big deal, folks. DNA is the code that does everything in your body. RNA reads it, and there's more to it than that, but RNA reads it and applies it. Okay? DNA. Now, of course, it's done under the cover of, well, if we take somebody who has a genetic effect, a genetic problem from birth, then we can go in here and we can alter that and we can help these people. Well, you know, I mean, it's sad when you think about all the things can happen, and certainly that's a good thing, but the problem is it's a thing. They've got something here now. They're doing something. They've got some power. Now watch this. New DNA and RNA vaccines will create genetically modified humans bioengineered for obedience, sterility, and easy control. That's the kind of thing you need to take home and meditate on. You think about that. I told you that I got it settled with God. If I die, I'll die right here. I'm going to die here. I'm going to die on the battlefield. Yeah, I got that settled. I'm going to die on the battlefield. I don't have a death wish, but I'm going to go down fighting. Amen. So, genetically modified humans, bioengineered for obedience, sterility, and easy control. Then you have a cashless economy. Listen to this. Cash allows people to shop in privacy. Now think about that. It allows you to shop in privacy. Cash does. With cash, the state does not know what, where, or when you buy something. A cashless economy means a total loss of financial privacy, as all purchases can be constantly monitored and controlled. Access to digital finance can be withdrawn from anyone who dissents from officially approved purchases, views, or behavior. And he calls it all. They neither buy nor sell, except they receive his mark. Revelation 13. That fits together, doesn't it? Yeah. Cashless society. Oh, I know it's it helps a lot. You can just transfer cash electronically, charge on a card, and all of that. We've been conditioned to do that. You know, it's convenient. But the bottom line is they're preparing us for control. Cashless society. Compel RFID microchip implants. RFID is radio frequency ID. Move from health passport apps to more convenient radio frequency identity microchip implants that allow constant 24/7 monitoring of health, movements, contacts, and digital payments. In other words, they're watching everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you buy, everybody you come in contact with. They're watching you. With RFID chips, all human privacy will completely cease. Initially, these chips will be voluntary. Once normalized, they will become compulsory. See the word normalized, de facto, in other words. And then finally, you arrive at the totalitarian New World Order. Number 12, a depopulated, high-tech totalitarian world with genetically modified humans, weakened natural immunity, microchipped, permanently connected to the internet, monitored and controlled 24/7, human beings will be reduced to the level of biological machines living in a totalitarian prison. The real goal of this so-called Great Reset is high-tech fascism, communism. COVID is merely the excuse. I agree with that. Amen. So what I gave you tonight, 12 steps to create a one world government. And it didn't come across as we expected, did it? Nobody preached this 10, 15, 20 years ago. Didn't hear from anybody. And the reason is because all of this stuff has just developed in the last few years. And COVID-19 has brought, it's put it in perspective. That's the way I say it. COVID-19 has put into perspective, connected the dots of all of this stuff we're talking about tonight. So what does all this mean, preacher? It means even so, come Lord Jesus, come. That's what it means. It means that we can't go on much longer until we are absolutely, completely being controlled and monitored by the state. And you're not going to be able to buy anything in the grocery store. You're not going to be able to go to the doctor. You're not going to be able to go nowhere. You can't even go to a good dog fight without a mask on. Remember my grandfather when I was a kid. I don't know if you ever heard this before or not, but if it was some clothes that he didn't like, I've heard him say many times, he said, I wouldn't wear that to a dog fight. That's the 1800s. He was born in 1878. Wouldn't wear it to a dog fight. The problem is that they're going to tell you what to wear, when to wear it, how to wear it, why to wear it. They're going to tell you when to get up, when to go to bed. They're going to be able to monitor everything you do. Would you all live in a world like that? No. I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee. They didn't have these cameras at these intersections. Now, I know back then, there used to be some drag racing on certain places, and I know, letting out a little steam and this and that, so forth and so on, but nobody was shooting anybody in school. Nobody was shooting, but it's all changed. All right, now what's going on here? All right, the Democrat candidates want to do this. Remember now, November the 3rd, we've got a general election coming up for president. The president's not going to save us. Well, for him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I'm a pragmatist. There are things that Trump's done that I don't agree with. I don't agree with him at all. Just for you to know that I know, he has said that the homosexual community, that he's their greatest friend. All right, did you know that? How many of this is the first time you've heard that tonight? You knew it before. Okay. But you understand also that he's the head of state. So what does that mean? That means that everybody in the United States of America that is a citizen should have the same rights. Each citizen should have those rights. In plain words, you cannot run the United States of America like a Baptist church. It's not going to work, right? Now think of this when I say pragmatism. You compare him to Joe Biden. All right? Here's what Joe Biden wants to do. He wants to pack the Supreme Court. What's that mean? You have 9 justices right now. You've got 8 sitting, and one is in process of being confirmed. A lady in the process of being confirmed, which will make 9. All right, we've had 9 justices. The Constitution, I don't think, tells you how many to have, but we've had 9 justices now for a long time. Well, you say, what's the problem with adding more? And the problem is that once a political party gets into the absolute power that these people are pushing for, that's the only party that'll be running America for 100 years or more. Packing the Supreme Court, lowering the voting age to 16. What's that do? That brings in a lot. When I was 16 years old, I didn't know whether I was coming or going. Didn't know anything. Stupid, crazy, wild. forcing schools to let male athletes compete on girls' teams. Hey, he wouldn't have done that rural high school. We would have taken up the boy that was going to get out there and play with our sweethearts and all of that, and there would have been a little meeting with him. Amen. We'd have settled that issue. It had been over with. Wouldn't happen again. Abolishing the Electoral College. What's that? Well, you know, years ago, I was against the Electoral College. I thought, now, why in the world? Why shouldn't the popular vote put a man in office? Here's the problem. The popular vote comes from big cities. Have you ever seen a map? For example, the last 2016, have you seen a map of the continental United States, red, blue? You'll see that 90% of this country was red. But the big cities have far more population than North Dakota and South Dakota. But the truth of the matter is, shouldn't all Americans have a voice in who becomes president? That's what the Electoral College is for. That every state has a voice. And that every state, therefore, can cast so many ballots, so many votes, and therefore, what is it, 270? I don't remember. Is that 270? 270 votes, and you're president. Even though in this last election, Hillary Clinton got more of the popular vote than Donald Trump. She got more, and therefore, she was hopping mad. But the truth of the matter is, we've got a Constitution, and the Constitution lays it out very clearly that the Electoral College is how the president is put in office. And so they want to abolish that. They want to kill private insurance, private health insurance. They want to do with it. They want to have a single mandate. Everybody falls under the same. If you have to have a surgery, it may be a year and a half before you get it done. They want to kill private insurance. Terrorists and mass murderers get to vote in federal elections. Ought not be so, folks. Ought not be so. No, 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 no. Terrorists and mass murderers get to vote in federal elections. Government penalties for misinformation. Now, this is where you get into thinking. This is the thought patrol. This is the thought police. Facebook is notorious for this. Very, very one-sided in the way they deal with it. They'll kick somebody off if he's a conservative, but they'll let another crowd say anything they please. That's the kind of thing we're getting. What is that? It's freedom of speech, First Amendment. Free college. They want to give free college. My granddaughter's been paying now, and how many thousands she owed, and still paying. And one man confronted this one of these politicians with this and says, well, my daughter had to pay so many thousands of dollars for her college education. Will she get reimbursed if this is voted in? And, well, no, no, no. I think there's Elizabeth Warren. I'm pretty sure it was Elizabeth Warren. No, 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 no. Well, he said, how come? It's only fair. It's only right that she be reimbursed if you're going to give free tuition to these people. Well, she said, we have to start somewhere. Okay. That's what you've got. Wealth confiscation. Wealth confiscation. They like to go after the wealthy. Elizabeth Warren plan would levy a 2% annual wealth tax on households with a net worth of over $50 million. How many here not have to worry about that? All right. And an additional 1% tax on households with a net worth exceeding $1 billion. We don't have to worry about those two. The Green New Deal, AOC, okay? What's that? That is a pipe dream, as if to say that even if America closed up shop, that it's going to change the carbon print of this world. You've got China, you've got all these other, India, these other countries that are pumping carbon into the air. You think even if we did that, that it's going to change anything? Not only that, it's based on climate change. A false premise that they won't let you, there'll be no debate about it, it's settled, it's over with. You know, they're right and we're wrong. And so the Green New Deal, and of course, that's not even mentioning all the jobs. Fracking, for example, has made this country energy independent. Fracking, a technology that's used to get oil and gas up out of the ground that I don't know if it was even available 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but they're using it now. And that's made us. How many of you were around for the Arab oil embargo? You remember that? The long lines at the gas station? I sure do remember it. The reason for the Arab oil embargo was our policy toward Israel and the Arab wars over there. And so the Saudi Arabia got mad at us, and it was an oil embargo. They can't do that now. We're energy independent. They want to shut that down. Just like Obama said a few years ago, he said, when I go into office, he says, coal will die. He said, they'll lose thousands of jobs in the coal industry. You ought to get on the web and Google West Virginia. And Google some of those towns in West Virginia. Just little country towns out in there that were coal mining towns. And they're still dead. It doesn't revive overnight. They've lost their livelihood. The people are poor. You think he cared? Not one whit. So that's the Green New Deal. Now here's a couple of things that they haven't stated as a platform for the Democrat Party, but they will do it if they can. Gun confiscation. They'll take your guns away from you so there can be peace. Gun confiscation and open borders. Yes, sir, open borders. I'm not against anybody to try to make a better life for themselves. I really admire a Mexican or a Central American or a South American to try to come to a country where he can feed his family and stuff like that. That's not a bad thing. But the problem is you got to run your country. See what I mean? You can't go to the job Monday morning and you got 50 men working that job, 50 mechanics, and the boss says, well, I'm sorry, you know, you're out of a job now. We're going to train these 50 men right here because they need money more than you do. Well, what about all this time I've been here? What about my faithfulness to this job and all that? Doesn't mean a thing. This is what the Democrats are trying to do. They want to bring in a one-world government. Now, not only them, but what we call rhinos. How many of you know what a rhino is? You say that's animal down there in Africa. It's got one big horn. A rhino is a Republican in name only. Amen. Have you noticed some of these Republicans that ran for president that are turning against Trump and they're going to support Biden? Now hold on a minute. Wait a minute. All of that babble we got out of you during the debates is meaningless. If you're going to go support Joe Biden, I don't care if you hate Trump. That's just a bunch of baloney. In these debates in 2016, just garbage. You're telling people you're pure garbage. Now that's my word for any rhino Republican tonight who jumps up and supports Biden. Now, if you're a dyed-in-the-wool ignorant Democrat, I understand why you support him. But if you called yourself a Republican and now you're supporting him because you hate Donald Trump, then you have no ethics. Your word doesn't mean a thing. Nothing. So what are we supposed to do, preacher? Number one is pray. Lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh. Honestly, folks, I can't see how it'll last much longer. I really can't. This technology is like a huge tsunami. Remember that tsunami that hit over there? They've got videos of it. Killed thousands of people. That's what this is. It's a tsunami. It's just coming in. It's coming from every side. It's merging. All of this stuff is merging. And and you're going to see the result of it. Now, I'm free. I've told you. I've warned you. I've told you how important this election is. It's coming November the 3rd. I want you to do some serious praying about who you vote for. Really, do some praying. And there's one part that's particularly bothersome to me, and there are Republicans and Democrats who support this. Matter of fact, they did a survey, and 4 out of 10 young people in the evangelical so-called Christian church say it's okay to abort a child. Remember I told you about the doctor down in Louisiana? They took her medical license away from her. She was on the internet somewhere bragging and boasting about cutting the throat of a little baby so it wouldn't scream. Now that's who you're dealing with. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. If they'll cut the throat of the most innocent of us among us, if they'll cut the throat of that little baby so it can't scream, they'll cut your throat. Amen. Human life will be cheap as it can be. The powers that be will cut your throat when that day comes. Father, bless your word. It's heavy stuff tonight. Lord, I don't enjoy this, not one bit. But I know that a lot of people are watching by the internet. And I know this thing will go on the web. And I know people will watch it later. And Father, tonight I gave it out to the church and to these people. This is the flock that I'm accountable for. Watch over. I pray that your word will not return void. You said in the book of Daniel, knowledge will increase. There's no way any of this could. This, all of this, Lord, every bit of this stuff I'm talking about tonight is based on an increase in knowledge. Increase in knowledge. But you knew it. You knew all about it. You told us it was going to happen. And you're God. You don't need us. We need you. And we love you. And we bless your righteous name. And you've given me something to live for. And you took me when nobody else would take me. And you reached down into the dark and gave me light. You wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, until my dying day, until I take the last breath in this body, I want to stay faithful to you. Hallelujah to God. I want to stand with you, Lord. And then when you get ready, we'll leave. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.